Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Boys and Girls Cross Country teams, Mike Buchheit, after the Eagles get both teams to state. And Mike, let's start with the girls' side of things, because it'd been a year off for them. 2022, they made it as a team. Last year was a little bit of a disappointment, just missing out on state with an unloaded field here at the Pella Sports Park. But this year, they battle back and they get the job done.
Yeah, we did it, both boys and girls. It's a fun day. It's a good day. Yeah, last year we were ranked 20th, trying to beat some top 15 teams. This year, our girls, you know, being as ranked as high as they were at number 7, it pushed another team away. So we knew we were tight with Hudson. So beating them by a point or two without Julia and Maisie in our lineup was pretty impressive. So girls really came out and delivered a nice run today.
Let's talk about that before we talk about the boys, too, because we could talk about both these teams for a long time. But you mentioned the girls having to step up with some injuries that accrued here over the last couple weeks, unfortunately, which you never want to see, but unfortunately teams have to deal with throughout the year. But your girls really stepped up when needed the most.
They did. I mean, we knew Kyla and Chloe, the two freshman girls, could help us. They were in the 27, 28-minute range for several races at the start of the year, so for them to be our 4-5 runner today and qualify on our state team was huge. And then Greta Voss, she ran exceptional today as our number 4 as well. So just a good overall team run. Even Olivia DeGroot stepped into this race, had a nice, really big career PR on the day as our 7th runner. So just, you know, top to bottom, exactly what you want to see from a good team effort.
Absolutely right. And I mean, we could talk about them for a while more, and we'll come back and touch more on them as well. But we got to talk about the boys too, because they make it to state for the fourth consecutive year, which is quite a feat. I believe you were telling me before the races ever began that no Pella Christian boys cross country team had ever gone 4 years in a row. First time that that's been accomplished. What's that mean to you guys to just be able to say that you're the first to do that this season?
Well, I believe the stat I heard was any sports team has never made it 4 years in a row to state. So for our boys to do that here in cross country is quite impressive. So there's a lot of combinations of a lot of different kids that make up those 4 years worth of teams. And this year's team's no exception, with freshmen to senior boys in our top, those top 8 spots. Unfortunately, the freshman Joel wasn't able to go today with some sickness, but hopefully we'll have him for next week as well. But for the 7 that ran, they ran a great race today.
Always great when you can run races well, when you've got even a man down, like you said. But one thing that I find really interesting is a 4-year span. Obviously, in high school, that's a little bit different than just about any experience, right? Because you get so many pieces that either graduate off or you get new faces that come in. And to be able to sustain 4 years in a row of that level of athleticism within your cross country program, to get to state 4 years in a row, what does that say just about the state of this boys cross country program?
Yeah, it's the boys team especially is very balanced. I mean, we typically had 2 or 3 seniors graduating every year, and just opens the door for 2 or 3 more to fit into the mix. And we've just got tremendous depth on the boys team, and our cross country program's been awesome with Coach Nolan Voss, and Sydney Hoyer was helping with it this year, as a coach. So they do a phenomenal job. So it just keeps feeding in some of the kids that we'd love to have in the program and bringing their friends along. But it's a lot of work. I mean, the improvements these kids got to make year over year to fit into those top spots is pretty impressive and very much appreciated. So good day, good team run there on the boys' side as well, too.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Mike Buchheit, head coach of the Pella Christian cross country teams, after both the boys and girls qualify for the state meet in Fort Dodge. And one thing that you kind of alluded to there within that boys squad was just guys continuing to kind of filter in. We saw it with some of the sophomores this year in the middle of that lineup. I thought that their run, it probably won't show up in like the highlight reels, because it wasn't one of those top 5 finishes or top 15s, but really steady pack run for the boys as well today. What can you just say about how well you guys have developed in those middle spots to really help your team scoring?
Yeah, we the spread in years here, we got 2 seniors, 3 juniors, 2 sophomores, and a freshman all in that top 8. And I talked to Will and Griffin a little bit right after the race. It's like, you two boys, you ran third and fourth on the team today as sophomores. They're going to be huge anchors for us the next 2 years as the juniors and seniors, you know, God willing. So, it makes it easier year over year with your continuity if you've got kids spread across the different grades like that. And then there's always the kids, just the pack behind them just keeps improving with that year over year as well. So the girls team, I mean, for anybody that doesn't know, we had one senior in Erica DeBrine on our team this year. Unfortunately, we lose Erica, but otherwise our top 10, 11 girls are all back next year. So we're super excited for what we're going to do at state for sure. Next week, we need to focus on that. But our future looks pretty bright as well.
Oh, and you beat me to the punch because I wanted to talk about the pack on the girls' side to do today as well, because especially we talked about those injuries, right? It seemed like it was in the pack for you guys that you sustained those injuries. And it's like, man, I don't what's the pack going to do? Maybe some questions arising on that front. But overall, pack doing a really nice job here developing as the season's gone on and just continuing to be a strong force to help lead this girls team to state.
Yeah, you know, a new tool we've got this year that was developed by the Nevada coach is the website ranking tool, which you can see what the average rating is for all the kids in the state, but then you can also see what their performance ratings are race to race. So we had kind of a metric for the kids to match their best performance ranking or rating for the year, and they did that. They weren't hitting their averages; they were hitting their best performance ratings. They were really dialed in. So it was fun to watch it unfold over the course of the race. We take some pulse checks through the race to appreciate where we're at when we're trying to beat particular teams, and the girls from start of the race to the end were awesome, where they were exactly what we wanted.
And I know that we're celebrating getting to state right now. The time this airs on Saturday, it'll be full preparation for the state meet. At this time, I know we're still celebrating, but what are some of the goals that you've got set out for that state meet, with what I know in mind is you guys, it's not just good enough to get there, you want to be competitive there.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say it's not about getting to state, it's competing at state. And, you know, that's our goal. We're going up there to for business. We're going to do the best we possibly can and set the kids up to run their best race times of the season and really compete for all the spots we can get. So when you put the whole team up there instead of individuals, it's a lot easier to compete for when you know you got your teammates competing for you at the same time. So I know the kids they've been delivering great runs all year, so I'm sure this next Saturday is not going to be any different. So we'd love to see anybody that's not been to the state meet. It's a phenomenal event. So we expect to have a good team showing up there this year as well.
And we're looking forward to making it. It is a fun event. I would encourage people to come out, check out the Eagles at the state cross country meet. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you'll get to see both myself and Coach Bouquet. But always appreciate your time, Coach. Congratulations again on getting both teams to state. And best of luck up there in Fort Dodge. Look forward to seeing you there.
You bet. On to Fort Dodge.
Absolutely. That was Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pella Christian cross country teams, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.